Hey, hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The way, the truth, the life. There's only one way to eternal life, to knowing God, to heaven, to having your heart washed cleaner than clean, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way. Youngster, if you don't know that good news, you're getting it now, straight from the Word of God, through Wee Kids here. And I am delighted that you're listening. This means you, Kimmy. How you doing, sweet kid? Matane, hello to you. Nice to have you listening. Gracie, thank you very much for the picture. Hi, Grandma. Nice to have you listening. And Grandpa, too. And speaking of the earlier generation, Peyton and Heather, the four-year-old twins, are listening at Grampy and Grammy's house, too. Oh, look at their smiles. Nice to have you listening, Peyton and Heather. Michael Jr. and Elizabeth, these are big kids who are in college, and Dad is listening at work. Hello, Pops. Don't let me distract you, but it's nice to have you listening. Malcolm and Mahila, hello to you. Hi, Grandma, here too. Isaac, Ethan, Amos, Anna, and Evangeline, otherwise known as Evie, greetings to you, and hi to you too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to Wee Kids. Now, it was a sad day when Jesus died. The Lord Jesus Christ is the creator of life who gave His life to prove His love for us. But He didn't stay dead. He rose from death and He lives today. This is so very important. And this is where we're headed during the next few minutes of Wee Kids.
Our God is a mighty God.
Yes.
Shout with joy to the Lord all the earth.
Yes.
God is great.
Yes.
The Lord reigns.
Praise you, Lord.
Sing praise to God.
Oh, yes.
Wherever I am, I'll praise the Lord.
Sing it.
Whenever I can, I'll praise the Lord.
Love you, Lord.
I will lift His name on high. I will praise the Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Worthy of praise.
I will praise Him as long as I live.
Wherever I am, I'll praise the Lord. Whenever I can, I'll praise the Lord. I will lift His name on high. I will praise the Lord. Wherever I am, I'll praise the Lord. Whenever I can, I'll praise the Lord. I will lift His name on high. I will praise the Lord.
From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise. When I consider your heavens,
the work of your fingers,
the moon and stars which you have set in place.
What is man that you are mindful of him?
The Son of Man that you care for him.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Wherever I am, I'll praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all stars of light. Any time is a good time to praise the Lord, and especially if you're a kid, especially if you're a person who loves the Lord. God loves to hear praise from his children.
Mr. Nick, Mr. Nick.
Well, hi, Nicky.
Mr. Nick, he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Isn't that good news?
Especially if you know the bad news.
What?
Well, it was awfully bad news when they killed the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, but Jesus is God. And he could have called a bunch of angels to kill those people who were trying to kill him.
Wait a second, Nicky. Jesus could have done that, but would he have done that?
Well...
You know, he gave his life. They didn't take it from him.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, he could have stopped his own crucifixion, but he planned to die. It was prophesied that he'd die. The Bible says that the scripture might be fulfilled.
From the Old Testament?
Mm-hmm. To pay that terrible price of sin.
Wow.
Nobody could do that but the Lord Jesus Christ. And he did.
To prove how much he loves us.
That's right. And although he did not call in angels, he did show his power of God that day.
How?
Darkness fell over the whole land.
Wow.
The temple veil was torn in two. The Bible says the earth shook, rocks were split.
Wow.
Tombs were opened and the bodies of saints came back to life.
Wow.
People were frightened. The centurion said, "Truly, this was the Son of God."
Wow.
And all this is before Resurrection Day, Nicky. The best was yet to come.
Then he is risen.
He is risen indeed. This is where we're headed during Bible time, little guy.
I'll be listening.
Quietly?
Of course.
All right, Nicky. Thanks for dropping by.
Sure. See you around, Mr. Nick.
Bye, Nicky. This is Christ-centered We Kids.
I hear tell that some folks say that God has died.
He's alive and doing well now, but it hasn't always been that way. Today's Bible time has two parts to it. The first part is sad about Jesus dying on the cross, but the second part has to do with his coming back to life. So be sure to stay listening for the second part of this. This is not exactly the Bible, but this is about the Bible, based on Luke, the 23rd chapter. After his trial before Pilate, Jesus was taken away by a group of soldiers. They made a man named Simon carry the cross they would use to crucify Jesus. There were also two criminals led out with Jesus to be killed. Jesus and the two criminals were taken to a place called the Skull, Golgotha. There the soldiers nailed Jesus to his cross. They also nailed the criminals to their crosses, one beside Jesus on the right and the other beside Jesus on the left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." The soldiers drew lots to see who would get his clothes. The people stood there watching. The Jewish leaders made fun of Jesus. They said, "If he is God's chosen one, the Christ, then let him save himself. He saved other people, didn't he?" Even the soldiers made fun of him. They came to Jesus and offered him some vinegar. They said, "If you're the king of the Jews, save yourself." It was about noon, and the whole land became dark until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The sun was hidden. The curtain in the temple was torn into two pieces. Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Father, I give you my spirit." And after Jesus said this, he died. The army officer there saw what had happened. He praised God, saying, "Certainly, this man was innocent."
All he did was save my life. All he did was be my friend, and then mend my broken heart so that I could smile again. Now they've taken him away, and I just can't understand why they've treated him this way. Oh, they must not know this man. No, they must not know man called Jesus. He's so gentle, he's so kind. What could he be guilty of? Oh, how could it be a crime that he gave all his love?
After Jesus died on the cross, then some of those people who loved Jesus took his body and placed it in a tomb. The tomb was sealed, and Roman soldiers were sent to guard it. 3 days passed. The day after the Sabbath day was the first day of the week. At dawn on the first day, Mary Magdalene and another woman named Mary went to look at the tomb. At that time there was a strong earthquake. An angel of the Lord came down from heaven. The angel went to the tomb and rolled the stone away from the entrance. Then he sat on the stone. He was shining as bright as lightning. His clothes were white as snow. The soldiers guarding the tomb were very frightened of the angel. They shook with fear and then became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Don't be afraid. I know that you're looking for Jesus, the one who was killed on the cross. But he is not here. He has risen from death just as he said he would. Come and see the place where his body was, and go quickly and tell his followers. Say to them, 'Jesus has risen from death. He is going to Galilee. He will be there before you. You will see him there.'" Then the angel said, "Now I have told you." The women left the tomb quickly. They were afraid, but they were also very happy. They ran to tell Jesus' followers what had happened. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." The women came up to Jesus, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go and tell my friends to go on to Galilee. They will see me there." Wonderful verse to remember, Matthew 28:6. "He is not here, for he has risen, just as he said. Come, see the place where he was lying." Talk about good news. Jesus died to take the punishment for our sin upon himself, to prove his great love for us. And then, because he is God, he rises from the dead. Wow! That's what Resurrection Day is all about. Better than Christmas. Resurrection Day is the day we celebrate the death, the burial, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the most important thing in the life and the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. If he had not come back from the dead, we would be sunk. We would be dead ourselves in our trespasses. We would stay dead in our trespasses and sins, just as the Bible says. But no, God has made a way for us to have the sin washed out of our hearts. And that is through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise his holy name.
Jesus, my Redeemer,
Praise God for sending His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who has bought our life with His own life. This is Bible-based and Christ-centered We Kids. Glad to be a part of
KeysForKids.net.
Youngster, I hope you've caught the message of life during this past half hour of We Kids. We are dead in our sins. That's the way all of us start out. And yet, God buys our life through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, through His death, His burial, His resurrection on the cross of Calvary. And because Jesus Christ did these things, we can go from being dead to alive in Him. And that is the good news message of the gospel. Youngster, I hope you got that. I hope you've understood it. Each person starts out in sin. We miss God's mark of perfection, and we need to have that sin washed out of our heart. It's only possible through Jesus Christ, who died in our place, taking our punishment on Himself. And yet, He rose from the grave, and now we can say, He is risen! When someone says that to you, you say back to them, He is risen indeed. Good news. Mr. Nick here with We Kids. It's been good to have you listening and sharing this time with me. What is this? And it looks like he's got a rope hanging from it. How am I going to catch this? A little lower, please. How am I supposed to catch this? Would you turn it around, please? One more pass. Oh, boy. It doesn't look like he's coming back. One chance is enough. I enjoy walking. It's good exercise, youngster. Remember, youngster, God loves you. And I love you, too. I truly, duly do. And Jesus is risen. And you say, He is risen indeed. Praise Him. So long, youngster.